Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Spring is upon us.
Spring is upon us. And with spring comes allergies. And you and I were discussing allergies, and you've spent a lot of your life combating allergies. And I'm really curious as to hear your story and how you were successful with it.
Yeah, in fact, yeah, right on. My allergy story is essentially interwoven with my getting sick and then getting better. My allergy started, I was about 35. And all of a sudden, I started getting itchy eyes.
And you'd never had that before?
No. My original mercury poisoning was in when I was 25. And, you know, all of those back problems and the physiology and all of that falling apart, that was unfolding. And about 10 years into it, not only my back was shambles and my athletic ability was shot, I was into allergies. Now, at that time, I was still eating the standard American diet. You know, I was eating cooked food, and I was, you know, going to restaurants and all of that normal stuff.
You're enjoying the typical North American diet.
Lifestyle, all of it. Yeah, you know, I drank some beer, not much. I drank some wine, not too much. But I really enjoyed the cooked meals. I was cooking, too, you know, like I was pretty good at setting up a dinner, you know, doing the roasted duck dinner or the, I don't know what, the roulade or some beef stew or you name it. You know, I did them all.
Nice.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, my wife really enjoyed my company then. She had a guy who actually cooked the odd dinner. You know, we would invite guests, and I'd get into it and cook dinners. Oh, gosh, you know. Of course, with my Middle European or Central European background, you know, I had all the best cooking ideas.
Right.
So you're
a gourmet cook.
I was. So anyway, there it was. One spring, it was just a little itchy eyes, you know, for maybe 2 weeks. The next year, it was so bad I was going to just gouge my eyes out. It was just so awful. It just was impossible. Couldn't stand it. So at that point, I was still just your regular guy. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Well, here's Sudafed," and I asked, "Well, is that going to like cure me?" And he said, "No, but it's going to remake the life livable." And I said, "Well, how long am I going to take it for?" He said, "For the rest of your life."
Nice.
And that was the first, it was the first kick where I finally was starting to clue in. And that summer, somebody introduced me to blue-green algae. And that was, that was the first twinge, that was the first turnaround of any sort that happened in my life. All of a sudden, I started waking up to the other side, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it took me a long time to understand, because I started studying naturopathy, I started studying natural health and all of that. It took me probably 5 years to get a clue. So I spent five seasons, you know, very miserable. I would just have to take antihistamines and either make myself really sleepy or make myself feel miserable.
So when we're talking about your allergies, we're not talking about, you know, the odd little sniffle here or there, right?
No, it was debilitating. If I wasn't medicated, I was unable to keep my fingers out of my eye sockets.
I'm sure there's a few people that can feel your pain.
Oh, there are many out there. I mean, you can see all these people with the Ariel and Zyrtec and every sort of a thing that they need to take.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Sudafed did it for me, of course. But I only took it for maybe two boxes. And then I realized I need to research something different. So I found homeopathics. So I was able to control my symptoms with homeopathics. But that was not, you know, it was controlling symptoms. It was not really curing anything.
Right.
Well, I think about 3 or 4 years into it, I finally clued in that it was the congestion of the liver that's causing the allergies. Essentially what happens is as your gut decays, as your small intestine becomes permeable, you know, the leaky gut, mm-hmm. it starts letting through bits of protein that shouldn't be getting through into your bloodstream. And sure enough and slow enough, it just clogs your liver and limits your liver's ability to detox what's there. And that will cause, ultimately, the demise of the immune system.
So that's really what allergies are. That allergies are your immune system is not working correctly.
Well, your immune system is attacking stuff that's arriving, and it's confused about it, and it's attacking the tissues in the body that look like the other bits that are arriving.
Okay, so in other words, we have this immune system, we have these red and white corpuscles in our blood, and they're trained or programmed to go after certain things in the blood to keep our blood clean, right?
Right.
It's kind of like there's a stuff in the blood that shouldn't be there, there's stuff in the blood that should be there, and it's kind of like they're getting mixed signals because there's all this stuff kind of interfering. So all of a sudden, instead of just going after the cold virus or the flu or whatever it may be, it's going after stuff that it shouldn't, and we get this reaction where our nose is running, our eyes are running, we're sneezing, we're coughing, we're miserable, and all the rest because our body is, in fact, kind of attacking itself by mistake.
Right, yeah, it's, you know, the image that comes up for me is this 10-year-old kid at a birthday party trying to hit a piñata with a baseball bat.
Mm.
You know, it's that sort of thing. The immune system becomes confused, and all of a sudden it's just thrashing around like crazy.
Mm, that's a good image. I like that one.
So,
and it's not hopeless.
No. So we need to untie the eyes of the poor boy, and he'll whack it in a single stroke.
Right. Oh, good one.
So
how do we do that?
Well, there are two steps. One is you need to cleanse the liver, and the other is you need to restore proper function in the digestive system. Because, you know, the permeable bowel is allowing underdigested proteins to slip through, and it's challenging liver, the main filtration organ, to not be able to do its job correctly.
So step one would be fixing the leaky gut. Step two would be cleaning the, because if you clean the liver and then the leaky gut just fills it up again, you're back where you started from.
Right. So you need both. I mean, it's the same thing like if you asked me, should I fix my canoe or bail my canoe?
Mm.
Well, the point is, okay, if you're on water, which we are, we're living, you need to continue bailing while you're trying to get to your destination, while you're trying to fix the leak.
Right, right.
So all of it.
You can't just do one.
Right. Well, you cannot stop eating until the thing is fixed, right? Or
right.
you cannot stop eating until your liver's clean.
Exactly.
Yeah. So yes, the process. But you're saying it right. The process should include a intestinal restoration. And for that, I know of nothing better really than the Exilus Strataflora. It's
right.
proved itself time and again. And if you go over the list of ingredients that are in it, you'll find, for instance, that there's slippery elm in it. Slippery elm is a herb that will soothe the entire digestive system. And then the other one that's in there is silymarin. Silymarin is an extract from the blessed thistle or common thistle. Well, it's the milk thistle, or blessed thistle. It's not the most ordinary thistle that's despoiling the meadows in America, but it's a European relative.
Mm, okay.
Anyway, the thistle, or the active ingredient called silymarin, will stimulate and cleanse the liver. And the other one that really works is rosemary, just your basic ordinary rosemary. So folks that want to go the self-made route, just make tea from milk thistle and from rosemary. It'll work.
Wow.
I still have the tinctures of both here on my shelf, and I keep stimulating my liver from time to time just because.
So when you were working on getting over your allergy, how long, and then you said, okay, what I need to do is I need to, fix the leaky gut, I need to cleanse the liver. How long before you started to notice, a significant difference? And I know everybody is different, but I'm always mm-hmm. kind of curious, when someone's done something, what their response time is, what their reaction kind of is, because that
right.
always gives me an idea of what I can expect, maybe shorter, maybe longer, but at least it gives me an idea to judge how I'm doing, right?
Yeah. I think if I knew then what I know now, it might have taken me one or two seasons to deal with it all.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, it took me maybe 5 years because I kept trying things that didn't work.
Right, right.
but I did some really unusual things. Life is so full of serendipities, For instance, I was using oil of oregano as a... anti-infection tool. And so I went into a store, into a health food store, and I bought a bottle of what I thought was oil of oregano, except I bought oil of rosemary. Interestingly enough, I thought, well, I guess since I have it, I need to look up what it's for. And then I'm reading, I'm looking, oh yeah, it stimulates the liver. So I started taking it. You're supposed to take one drop. Well, I was taking about 8 drops in my morning drink. And that would actually keep me out of trouble. That was enough to allow me to last a whole day without actually sneezing and sniffling and all of that.
Mm, wow. Good for you.
Yeah. So I would say to anybody... Yeah, 1 or 2 years.
So you would get the Strataflora, take it mm-hmm. kind of as directed, and you'll notice you'll probably feel a bit better this year, a lot better next year, and be pretty.
I would say this: if you are an allergy sufferer, get a Strataflora now, and do at least one bottle, and possibly two, and maybe three.
How long?
This season, one bottle will last you about a month.
Oh, I see. So just do it for the next 3 months and then...
You're done.
And then next year in the spring, do it again?
Possibly. If you feel the symptoms coming on, you're not clean enough.
Okay.
But what I'm expecting that by the time the season rolls over, you're done. You're clean.
Cool.
Yeah. And then, of course, you should probably just spend the rest of your life eating better. The stuff I didn't say, of course, is that at some point, I think it was about 37 or 38, I decided I couldn't continue, and we switched. We just went vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
We just went into first vegetarian, then vegan, then completely raw food. It was a conversion.
Right.
We're not as perfect anymore, We like to, our cultural background forces us to enjoy things like Friday night pizza or whatever,
Right, right.
But I keep thinking the 80-20 rule is good enough for me. As long as I stay ahead of it, that's good enough.
Well, and I think, too, if you evaluate where you are in your health and where you're going, and if you're continuing to be healthy or getting healthier versus, getting weaker and not so healthy too, as it makes a big difference, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And if you're going to McDonald's every day and you cut that out to once every 6 months, then you'll immediately see a big improvement in your health, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah, actually, I don't mind McDonald's at all. They offer nice salads.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah,
I know,
but you're one of the few people that goes in there and actually orders the salad, Martin.
Come on.
I mean, you got the Big Mac, the Whopper. Oh, wrong company, sorry. But
yeah, wrong company. But, I've gone to Wendy's, and I've ordered their baked potato and their salad and enjoyed a properly combined decent meal.
Yeah, you can do Watch. It for sure.
You
and
can
and,
do
and,
it.
And I go to when I go to Wendy's, I'll order like their taco salad, and I just love it. And so
there you go.
But I think that the majority of people, they go in there, they're the way I was in my teenage years, and they're just salivating on getting a hand on a Big Mac. So.
Okay, sure.
I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt that you're giving them. Sorry.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that we don't really need to slam these fast food chains because they really do offer choices. You, the consumer, have the choice.
And you have to make the choice. Yeah. And I guess the fact that they are offering them and continue to offer them shows that people are making
an effort.
Choices, yeah. Making a bit of an effort. So
yeah.
That's good. Awesome. So for all the allergy sufferers out there, there's hope.
Absolutely. It's in the liver. Honestly, I promise it's the place. Liver is a funny organ. It stores all of the repressed anger, all of the unexpressed frustration. So, you know, don't stuff it, or else you'll be a depressed person later.
Right.
And second, allow the liver to be cleansed. And for that, you need to stimulate it with the milk thistle, and you need to patch up the holes in your gut. You need to patch up the leaky gut. If you have allergies, you have a leaky gut. There's direct correlation.
And if you have allergies, that's a symptom that you're heading down the wrong direction on your life path.
For sure.
Yeah, because you'll have other problems later on.
Yes, that's just a tip of an iceberg again. Mm-hmm. If you have allergies that are, coming up on the surface, there's a whole pile of stuff going under the surface that's even worse.
Yeah. So deal with it now because you want to have a long, happy, vital, energetic life, and you can have it, right?
It's possible.
You're living proof of that, Martin.
Yeah, I am actually definitely looking better now than I was looking 10 years ago, and I'm definitely feeling better now than I was feeling 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Well, everybody, you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. And, Martin, if somebody wanted to talk to you some more about allergies, how would they get a hold of you?
They can call the company number at 1-866-543-3388. They can try my direct line at 775-299-4661. And they can, of course, read to their heart's content on www.life-enthusiast.com. And they can even listen to more of our, I'm sure, exciting podcasts at podomatic.com.
Yep.
So the full address of that is
lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. But there is a link on the Life Enthusiast Co-op homepage up at the top beside the newsletter and before the blog that says podcast, and you can click there and head over there as well. And I just wanted to say, Martin, that we should tell everybody to check out the site because we've got a brand new design that's up and running, and it just looks... Well, I'm very enthusiastic about it. How could I put it that way? It looks great.
I think it's important. Yes. Well, so folks, thank you for listening to us all again, to us two again. This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Until the next time.